the truck when the sound system is set up. Please move this side to the right.
No war on Iran.
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 Thank you very much, Judy, for coming up here and speaking. We've just had ourselves a great show of unity when you think about it. We've had Muslims, we've had Christians, we've had Jews standing up here and standing in opposition to an attack on Iran. There are also organizations farther beyond the traditional peace movement who have also been out here supporting this activity today. We have people from Occupy Toronto who have come out here today to support the demonstrations and call for no war on Iran. And we also have some other people who have actually just started a new campaign. As we know, we've been watching the news for the last little while. Stephen Harper has been suppressing the votes of Canadian citizens across the country. He's been stopping people from being able to have their say in even a limited democratic fashion. And there is a movement that is growing quickly across the country to recall Stephen Harper, to have by-elections in the ridings where those robocalls ended up being used, to actually say to Stephen Harper that people want the democracy back. And so we have Robo Harper. Okay, I'm having people yelling, Robo Harper's gotta go. That's a good chant. Robo Harper's gotta go. So, we have an announcement that's going to be coming up from one of the people who's organizing a rally next week. I do hope people are able to go out to it.
God is not to Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
God is not to Palestine!
From Afghanistan to Palestine, occupation is a crime. Get Canada out of Afghanistan now, right?
Yes!
No more war. How the hell is it possible to make peace with war? What?
You know?
Anyway, I'm organizing a rally with a group of community members as well. As you may know, Stephen Harper stole the last election, okay?
Shame!
Shame! You know what he did? He committed election fraud.
Yeah, shame!
Okay? I'm aware that many of you came from countries where they have authoritarian leaders. I'm aware of this, and you came to Canada to get away from authoritarianism. I personally lived in the Middle East for about 6 months, and I learned a lot. By the way, kif halaka? I'm really bad at Arabic. I want to say it's...
bad English as well, actually.
Banyer Shadid. I think it's really cold. I don't even know if I said that right. Okay. Anyway, listen. Next Sunday, okay, 1 week from today, I want to see by a show of hands how many people would like to see Harper deposed.
Yes! Yes!
All right. Now listen, next Sunday, there is going to be a rally meeting at Dundas Square at 2:30.
Yes!
Okay? Yes! Meet at Dundas Square at 2:30 after the St. Patrick's Day Parade. The St. Patrick's Day Parade ends around 1:30, but we're meeting at around 2:30 at Dundas Square, and then we're marching at 3:30 to the War Cenotaph at the Old City Hall, right over there at the Old City Hall, Queen and Bay, okay? That cenotaph was made for Canadian soldiers who died fighting fascism in World War II. And I think they're turning in their graves if they would know that we have a neo-fascist prime minister.
Yes. Yay!
Okay? Harper, Harper's got to go!
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 New election now!
New election now!
New election now!
New election now!
Peace, peace with Iran!
Peace, peace with Iran!
Peace, peace with Iran!
Peace, peace with Iran!
Where are you going to be next Sunday at 2:30? Dundas Square! All right, everybody, thank you very much. And one more thing, actually, I wanted to remind you to please check out. Our Facebook page. It's the event is Toronto Rally Against Voter Suppression. They suppressed voters to not vote. It was a non-violent form of intimidation to make people not go to the voter booths. That is bad and is fraudulent. The Conservatives are not the legitimate rulers of Canada because they did not legitimately win the election. They do not have the immoral authority to govern. Okay? All right. One last thing on Facebook is also a Facebook page called Canadians Rallying for a New Democratic Election. Okay, if you are on Facebook, please look for that as well. And remember, on la revolution, todo es importante. So that means that in the revolution, everything is important. So be there. Thank you.
Be doing is moving out behind the front banner, the important front banner that people need to know. It's a bit of a relic in this city. This is a banner that we produced in 2002 and 2003, and it said "Don't attack Iraq" on it. We decided instead of painting a new banner, we would just cover the Q and put on an N. And we did so not because we were being lazy, because we were making a political point. How many times are we going to have to stand out here in the freezing cold and stand up again and say, no war? And as we prepare to go, I'm just going to invite Brother Moore.
I don't forget that the very first organizing and educational that we had on Iraq in August 2002, we had a few people at the International Student Center of University of Toronto. But when we came out of that, we were happy that we did it. And we built the anti-war movement in this country so that the government of Canada did not take part in the war in Iraq. We know that the Canadian troops went to Afghanistan, but we stopped the government of Canada from taking part in the occupation of Iraq. We did it. And today, in this freezing temperature, hundreds of people have gathered together for the very first major rally to say no war on Iran. I believe we could build that mass movement in Canada to stop the government of Harper and the government of Canada to take part in occupation of Iran. I believe the front banner is getting ready. We are going to be marching towards the Israeli consulate.
No war on Iran!
No sanctions, no war! रिकॉर्ड हो रहा है और सुना है
across the city. We're lucky today that we have one of the organizers of Israeli apartheid.